Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan bunts between the mound and first base. Hoyt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mulligan for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Shang reaches second base with a double. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk who is chasing the ball. Pipp reaches third base with a triple. Shang scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Witt. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-0 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Shang steals second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dugan. Falk moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schalk strikes out. There goes Falk. He's safe. There goes Shealy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Shealy scores. Schalk moves to third. Blankenship moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson bunts towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. Blankenship moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth throws the ball in toward who tags Collins, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel strikes out. two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ruth is 0-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Falk is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shealy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schalk is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blankenship is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Falk. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Falk steals third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mulligan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Collins is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shang is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pipp is 1-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shang scores. Ward scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Witt is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hooper is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 3 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Shang reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pipp reaches second base with a double. Shang scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dixie Leverett now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Everett Scott. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Home run Baker pinch hits for George Murray. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 4 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.